Shellfish tagging, Dr. West.
That's right, good afternoon, let's be quick. Last month, we asked to advertise some clarifications in the tagging regulation that would help law enforcement to understand what tags are used. During the time period this has been advertised, we knew we had a potential second case of Vibrio out there that was overhead, and we found out that it has been officially assigned to us. So we are actually going to have to be relooking and making some harder changes in the summertime harvest restrictions for oysters especially. And we have entered into a time matrix where, according to the temperature of the day, it limits how long oysters can be out of exposed to air temperature. One of the requirements we're going to have is some kind of a trip record, and it appears that this tag, so that we don't have to do anything new, would be the best way of doing that trip record, by adding a time of that you start harvest and a time of landing to the waterproof tag. And because those things are such significant changes, we'd like to put off the public hearing on this. And we had originally thought that we would put it off until April, but in conversations I've had this week with industry, they are very concerned that if we go for June, July, and August to just 2 hours of harvest that they'd be allowed before they have to be back to landing, that they will not be able to catch the needs that they have for shucking oysters. Other states have an additional waterproof tag that is strictly for shucking. If you use that tag, then it says right up front that these oysters are only be shucked, and it gives you some additional time. And we are having meetings with the Department of Shellfish Sanitation, with the industry in April, to kind of work these things out. And I think it would be best to put this regulation for public hearing off until the same time that we have the public hearings for those warm water restrictions, because we may find that these tags can be modified to help the situation. So the question that we postpone this public hearing and re-advertise in April after we've had these meetings for public hearing in May.
Any questions for Dr. Wesson? Any objection to the proposal to delay this to next month and advertise the other changes? Seeing none, we'll proceed in that fashion. Thank you, Jim.